And now, a bonus segment from the Big John and Ramblin' Ray Show.
Michael Steele, former RNC chairman. You see him on MSNBC quite often trying to get a word in edgewise with Chris Matthews and others. Host of his own radio program as well, and a returning analyst here with John and Ray on WDLS. Michael Steele, good morning, sir. We'd like to start here with your thoughts on Barbara Bush's passing. I know you have a long history with the Bush family. Just your thoughts on Barbara. I guess the funeral is today down in Houston. So talk to us about what she was like personally.
She was just a wonderful, wonderful person. She was in the room, and she was the center of that room. Even if the former president was there with her, you were naturally drawn to her. And, you know, she's one of these remarkable women who took a lot of grief for the life choices that she made, you know, to be a mother, to be a wife, and you know, got criticized because she wasn't a, quote, professional woman. And, of course, a lot of people were playing, you know, her commencement speech at Wesley College. And you know, she just kind of laid it out. Look, I did me. Now you go do you. And I think that that's one of her strengths, was she was so secure in who she was, the choices she's made over her life, and the fact that she was such an anchor for her family. And it inspired a lot of people, I know, and left an indelible mark.
I think it's nice to see that, you know, in this day and age, and there's always been political discourse. It seems to be that it's amped up a little bit right now, but there certainly has been a outpouring on either side about what the Bushes, and especially Mrs. Bush, meant to the White House.
Yeah, absolutely. She, you know, was one of these first ladies, and every first lady has their own style. Some are more politically engaged than others, but she just had this way of really creating a space inside the White House for the family. She was there for her husband, and she was there for the country. And I think that's why, you know, this week her passing really impacted people in a powerful way, because when you lose someone like that, you begin to realize, wow, they really did, you know, speak to me at a certain level or leave something for me to think about. And that's what she did. And I think that's a wonderful testimony to her life and the legacy that she's left behind. She was just a great mother. She was a matriarch. She was an enforcer. But at the end of the day, she was a mom and a grandmom who, you know, gave birth to a president and was married to one, and has a rightful place in history.
Michael Steele, as you watch the continuing saga of the Donald Trump White House with all the emotion and left to right, up, you know, top to bottom, if you only judge him on what he's accomplished in this year and few months of his first term, what kind of grade would you give the president currently?
I'd probably give him somewhere between a C-plus and a B-minus, largely because even with the accomplishments, the messaging has been off. So you take, for example, the tax bill that was eventually passed. You know, the messaging before its passage and around its passage was off. The president was, you know, happy about something, not happy about this. The White House did not engage in the way most White Houses have on big legislation. And so, you know, the president tended to be a little bit more reactionary to stuff after the fact. And I think all of that bad messaging hurts the good policy. And I think that that is something why right now you see a lot of soft numbers on the results of the tax bill that was passed with the voters. Because of how it was messaged. You have this extreme message. You're going to have $4,000 in your, more in your paycheck over the course of a year. Well, that's not what families are finding. And so you're now going to have to reconcile a lot of that reality with a lot of the rhetoric.
Yeah.
And that starts with good messaging up front.
It's better to underpromise and overdeliver, not the other way around.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Michael, have a great weekend. Thanks much. We appreciate your time as always. We'll check out on MSNBC and, of course, follow your radio career as well. And we appreciate the analysis.
For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune in to them live weekday morning, 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLSAM.com.